Understanding the English. England can be a strange place when you don't know how its society functions. But here are five golden rules.
1. Everyone is shy. The English are not famous for their powers of seduction. Charm requires making another person feel good about themselves, but they are shy about paying each other compliments, and even worse, at receiving them. As a result, the seduction process for heterosexual couples has traditionally involved three elements: a man, a woman, and a significant quantity of alcohol. So don't be surprised to find you are not being chatted up there as you might be in France. But if an English person so much as looks at you, let alone speaks to you, this is probably a sign that they think you are attractive.
2. Everything is a joke. The English are famous for their humor. They're constantly making fun of each other and everything else. So much so, in fact, that they are uncomfortable with serious discussion. In their eyes, discussing a subject seriously suggests you take yourself seriously, and that is not a good thing. Raised to value intellectual debate, French people in England find it difficult to adapt to this. Just let them make fun of you and joke about them in return. It's how English friendship works. Similarly, if you don't know someone too well, stick to safe topics like the weather and possibly TV shows. Either way, avoid politics or anything too philosophical or intellectual, particularly at the pub.
3. Emotion is dangerous. Like the Japanese, who also live on an overpopulated island, the English try to maintain social harmony by always being calm, even when something angers them. When taken too far, however, this can have a counterproductive effect. When an English person refuses to admit they are angry, they deny themselves a chance to resolve the problem. This means that they generally stay angry much longer than necessary. Basically, if you think an English person might be angry with you, they probably are, and you should apologize. They'll laugh and insist there was never any problem, but secretly you will have diffused the situation.
4. Irony is king. There is a saying that the English and the Americans are two peoples divided by a common language. The reason is that while both employ the same vocabulary, the English use words ironically all the time, whereas the Americans are more likely to use them literally. For instance, if an English person describes someone as not entirely ugly, this probably suggests they are stunningly beautiful. A day that is a little warm is excessively hot. If someone says they're not feeling brilliant, then it means they feel really ill.
5. Yes can mean no. In some cultures, it is very difficult for people to say no, because this would be impolite. England is one of those cultures, but they take politeness even further. For example, they will say, "Yes, we must see each other again," and then never phone you. It's confusing, but in their eyes, they were just being polite, because how could they possibly say, "Goodbye, we shall probably never meet again"? Equally strangely, they constantly apologize for things that are not their fault. For instance, an English person on the tube might say to you, "I'm sorry, but you are standing on my foot." Even they find this strange. Similarly, the English are not used to complaining or making a fuss in shops or restaurants. Everything is always fine or lovely, even when it clearly isn't.